The United States is deeply concerned about the situation in Mali and supports military action once democracy is restored. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Johnny Carson was speaking to media after the opening session of the UN General Assembly, saying the situation has deteriorated since the coup in March this year. In the media briefing on U.S. foreign policy in Africa, Carson said four key challenges faced Mali. These included the issue of governance, the political marginalization of the Tuareg, the drought and subsequent humanitarian crisis, and the very serious issue of terrorism that is also affecting neighboring states. Carson says military intervention is necessary to restore peace and security across Mali. He said efforts to retake northern Mali from Al-Qaeda-linked militants, AQIM and Majewa, should be led by troops from Mali with ECOWAS supporting them.
Both of these groups have been responsible for the desecration of historical writings and buildings and artifacts in Timbuktu. They are responsible for trying to impose Sharia law on various parts of northern Mali. They are responsible for terrorism, for kidnapping.
Carson said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon proposed the appointment of a special envoy to deal with the issues crippling Mali's government.
That the UN establish a position of special envoy to deal with this issue, to coordinate UN activities, to work with the regional governments to work with others in the international community. He also said that there would be a strategy developed by the UN that would take into account strategies being worked on by ECOWAS and others in the region.
Carson reiterated the United States' support for the UN's proposal to deal with the situation in Mali, adding that they hoped that the Secretary General would also move swiftly to announce a special envoy to the region.
We support the establishment of a UN Secretary General Special Representative for Mali and the Sahel. We support the coordination efforts that would be under this individual. We support the development of a broad-based and comprehensive strategy, and we support the establishment of some kind of a core group or working group that will integrate the work of ECOWAS, Algeria, Mauritania, and Chad. Those three countries are not a part of ECOWAS but have great interest in the situation, as well as the United States, the European Union, France, Great Britain, and Germany, who also have interests there.
Mansadi Sipeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.